Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Reki dancing towards the skateboards.
and ends with the boys on the buildings. Is that what you said?
Yes.
This is minute two of episode 12, Our Infinity.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
That blooper's going to go at the end of this episode.
This is what happens when we fuck up and do a three-episode record.
Record? Yeah, we fucked
ourselves out.
We threw ourselves under the three record bus on Infinite Minute, an anime by minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi. It's the OP.
It's the OP. We're going to watch it live. We're going to talk about our thoughts and feelings as we watch it for the final time.
We are. Do we just get right into it? Do we 3, 2, 1 play it?
Do we 1, 2, 3, 4 play it?
1, 2, 3, 4 play.
Let me hop back onto the minute. All right, I'm on the minute.
Okay. Do you want to count us?
No, you count us.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4 play.
Dun, 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 there's dun, a cat.
Dun. Oh, a cat.
That's
watch.
22 cats.
Is that 22 total?
22.
They could do the double.
Good song. Reki's jumping.
Oh, sad Lunga's jumping. Why is he so sad when he jumps?
Why is he so sad with the snow in the background?
All right.
Damn.
Sad Joe.
Sad spoon. Love the sad spoon.
Remember Shadow when we realised Shadow bummed Mia out of the frame for the
first
time?
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Oh, no. Knocked Mia out of the frame with his butt.
Yeah, and I remember when he fucked Mia. Can't say that.
What pic is that? Drop the link.
And that's it.
That's it.
The boys are standing on the building.
The boys are on the building.
That's the minute. All right.
That's the minute.
That's the
minute. We went through the whole underground terror part in there too.
That bit really came in
came
and out,
and
didn't
went.
It?
Yeah. Came and went.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Shall we go back and like
probably watch
I want to do like a fine tooth comb, I think.
Yeah, we can do that.
Like just to make sure, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just to make sure we haven't missed anything in the
just in case.
11
in the
12 times,
we've watched it. Yeah. And I feel like we really did do the fine tooth comb too soon. We did it on like the second or third one.
Oh, really?
And then had
that
no
was a
with
mistake.
Mitch. That was a good one.
So. I have so much admiration for the worst idea of all time guys because they do this, or they used to. I don't know if that's still running, but they do this. They would do this every week.
I think they're finishing up now.
Oh,
I think
are they?
The Fast and the Furious was like their last kind of thing.
Their last hurrah.
Yeah. It did sound like they were kind of giving up a lot of what Tim was saying on it.
Oh, that's sad.
Like the end. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Well, I mean, Guy Montgomery is, like, only getting more famous and famous. Like, he's got – his tickets are over $30 for the
oh
Comedy
my
Festival.
God.
That's how you know he's made it. When you have to pay over $30 for someone's
Shit.
Comedy Fest ticket? Fuck. We're going to see the Spelling Bee, though, but no.
Oh,
I haven't
cute.
Bought the tickets for his solo show yet because it's fucking expensive, bro.
So over $30.
Over $30
in this economy.
That's like international stars. I guess he's from New Zealand. Someone tooted in the background there. That was funny timing. So Reki is setting up the camera.
He is. His little iPhone probably, I would say.
Sets it up. And then the frame actually kind of changes. The whole perspective changes. I've never noticed that before. How have I never noticed that, Caitlin?
What do you mean?
He sets up the camera.
Yeah.
And then the whole camera angle changes.
Oh, Yeah, yeah, because it's on the floor.
So we're not seeing what the camera is seeing.
No, I don't think so.
Are we going insane? Is insanity just repeating the same things and expecting something different?
Probably at this stage, I think. We've been doing this for a long time.
But from a deep squat, Ricky rises.
From the ashes.
He is reborn. He clicks his fingers.
He clicks his fingers and bops his way over to Lunga. Who is just chilling on his board. I feel like when you sit on your skateboard, though, like, that would be so rocky.
It's a test in balance.
Yeah.
Or are you talking Sylvester Stallone? Like, that's so rocky.
Oh, God.
We're really digging the barrel. That's so Stallone coded. They're dancing. Cat's moving off. Bye-bye, cat. Bye-bye, Calico Cat.
The cat gets out of there so quickly. He's like, I ain't having about this.
It's really cute, the little animation on
the cat. I was sleeping here. And you come in here and play your music and dance. I'm going.
I saw two cats on my walk today.
Did you?
Yeah.
My friend saw a cat on her walk and she sent me a video of it too.
That's cute.
I just saw my cat.
Hmm. But that's also exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah. But you hope when you're at like the witching hour, the sunset, that there'll be like a little...
Just a little cat.
There'll be a little cat around. Yeah.
When the jellical moon begins to rise.
Jellical cats come out tonight. Jellical cats come on. That's deep.
Jellical moon is shining bright. Jellical sculptor, the jellical ball.
Oh, she remembers the harmonies.
Oh, yeah, they're ingrained in my brain.
And now, Infinite Minute presents Cats, the musical. I have a
just us doing every part. Oh, my God.
My joke is to always sing that off key, and Emily's like, you're off. And I'm like, I know.
Oh, no.
But now I actually am. I haven't practiced enough and just bad at singing. The cat walks off, Caitlin. We're not going to do our two-person production of Cats.
Yeah. I also don't think we should go through this fine with a comb because we're almost 10 minutes in and we're only like...
Caitlin, what are you talking about? This is the show.
Seconds in.
No, we should speed up. Ricky dances. Lunga dances.
He dances.
Ricky hates the moves.
And they do a little ollie. Can an ollie be from standing? Like from stillness?
Can an ollie be from stillness?
Or do you have to be moving to do an ollie? Or
an ollie, matter? I think an ollie is an ollie. Is an ollie.
Regardless of motion or not.
Yeah, regardless of whether you are in motion. Yeah.
I love that.
But I think the in-motion one is obviously harder.
Yeah, right? Like, I feel like that would be very difficult.
Mm.
Do they actually get any air here? Oh, they do. Far out. How do they get air from standing? That's wild.
That's how you learn to ollie, by just doing it.
Wow.
Because moving one's harder. Have we ever noticed the duty-free store behind Ricky?
There's a duty-free store.
There's a duty-free store. What the fuck?
Oh, wow. Is it the very first store?
The very first store. Yeah.
I think I missed it.
Lasts a second. Buff guy in a singlet? There's so much I'm noticing, Caitlin. Why don't we go through it with a fine-tooth comb all the time?
Duty-free. I thought duty-free... Oh, no, I guess there is a duty-free place in town, isn't there? Is there a duty-free place in town? I think there is.
When you say town, do you mean Melbourne?
Yeah, I do. I mean Melbourne city.
Yeah,
city.
I call Melbourne town too.
Yeah.
Is that a country thing?
Yeah. Do you know this weird thing that – have we had this discussion before that when we're talking about Geelong, we say like town, but then when we say like what's that place? Oh, it's a town. And it's like it's a different inflection when we're talking about specifically like Geelong town.
Mm.
It's different.
We've not talked about this, but I completely agree
with
you.
Yeah.
It's like it's two different words that sound the same.
Yes.
But it's actually.
But there's
the same
a
word.
Totally different inflection. Yeah. And when Steph pointed it out to me, my world was changed. I was like, why do we
town
do that?
It was never the same.
But I would always think that duty free is just at the airport.
Mm, yeah, it's the place for duty free, right?
Yeah. So why would they have one on the street?
And now that I think about it, what is duty free? Free of what duty?
Import taxes, I think.
Right, that's
yeah, it. That's why it's like alcohol and cigarettes.
Mm. Although there's like a whole turf war going on in Melbourne at the moment over cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah. It's like
shit.
Legitimately a bit scary. I think the Commonwealth Bank down the street from me was doxing himself, was smashed in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't know if it had anything to
why
do with
why the bank?
Fuck the bank. One of the big four. Fucking burn them to the ground as far as I'm concerned.
Pigs and greedy.
greedy bitches. You greedy fuck. I love that image of someone who's like really scared to swear but then does swear. Oh, you're such a pack of greedy cunts. I'm writing that down. It's a good character choice.
That is a great character choice. Oh, how
can we
funny.
Watch Skate the Infinity, Caitlin, and yeah, not talk should. About how if you talked about, if you sang, because all I've had in my head is Journey now, just a small town girl, like, but the difference between saying, like, I'm thinking she's from Geelong versus she's from a small town. Just a small town girl.
Just a small town girl.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, bless.
Town. We're going to town.
Town. He jump. Lunga also jump.
He's sad.
He's so sad still.
Prius in the background.
They are literally just skating in front of traffic, oncoming traffic as well, which is just nuts.
It's the hardest they ever skate, really.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it really is.
Hmm. Do they skate around cars in Miyakojima? When they first get there?
I don't think so. I think they just like go, oh, no, I think they just go down like a path near the beach. Potentially.
Stickers fly in.
Uh-oh. What's your fave of the stickers?
I've talked about it before. I think it's the little guys, the little triangle boys.
The little rats.
Yeah, but the skate rat logo is pretty sick as well.
Yeah.
All the different variations of it. What's your favourite?
I actually think that Shadows board might be my favourite.
Mm.
I think just because of the detail, and I really vibe with the colours of it. It's really cool. I would never get like a tattoo or something of it, but like I just think it looks really great.
Mm. Committing to a piece of art for your whole life is pretty hectic.
Yeah.
I've realized since doing
that. Yeah. I was gonna say, are you having some regrets?
No. No. No.
No. Good.
No. No.
No.
But I saw someone else. I saw someone else with
No. That's how I met your mother reference.
I never watched it.
It's a deep cut.
I never watched it.
You're not missing out.
Just one of those. No, that's what I hear.
The first few seasons are very funny, and then it just drops off.
It's the opposite Parks and Rec.
Yes. Because
everybody says the first season of that is awful.
Yeah.
Which it was. And I stopped watching.
Terrible. Oh, yeah, so did I. And then I pushed through, and it's so funny.
But if I have to push through the shit to get to the gold.
Yeah.
Nah.
Not doing it.
Good now.
Yes. Instant gratification, please.
But it was, in my defense, that first season is long.
Oh, it is. It's a 24 shit, it's episode shit season.
Yeah. Like, I have to get through 24 episodes to get introduced to different characters, basically, in season 2.
Yeah, Ben Wyatt doesn't come till season 2, and he's my fav.
And Ben Schwartz is in it. I never even got up to Ben Schwartz. Yeah. I don't think.
He does
the elegant Mr. S.
He's so funny. He's great. Him and Jenny Slate are really funny together.
Yeah, Jenny Slate's great from the Chipmunks movies. My point of reference for Jenny Slate.
Shit.
That and she dated someone, didn't she?
Did
she
Chris date Evans. Someone?
Yeah. What the fuck was that all about?
Yeah, weird. Weird pairing.
Yeah. I guess Chris Evans used to be like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Before he got.
I mean, he was always ripped. Like, he was always like.
Yeah, that was the joke in
cut
the
as.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he used to just be like an actor.
Yeah. And then he became the guy.
The guy.
He became
superhero.
One of the Chris's.
One of the Chris's. Yeah, he
one
really
of
did.
Many.
Pine so bland.
Evans,
white bread.
Hemswood.
Hemswood.
Bad omens.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Kauru. All
oh
right, before
God.
We're torn too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
I love his little fan.
Mm.
I like how him and Joe both have things put up to their mouth.
Both have an oral fixation.
Yes.
Me too with this pen right now. Cherry looks towards the camera as he gets panned away by the Cielo Luce logo.
I really Sad like the purple, Joe. The purple like background on Cherry's one too. Mm. That purple is just hitting real good.
What's that? Oh, it's a bit of a gradient. I was going to say, what's the hex code? Drop the hex code, fam.
Drop the hex code.
Has anyone ever said that?
Drop the hex code. That's the name of the episode.
Drop the hex code. When you see like a nice colour that's in the world. Drop the hex code. Doing the finger click thing. That's not a click.
I love it. Oh, shit.
It is a lovely purple, though.
It's lovely.
I love a nice purple. We have to admit. We have admitted before. It's a good song, right?
Oh, it's a great song.
Mm.
It's so fun. And even though I don't look forward to the OP episodes, I always bop along.
Yeah, because it's always a bop.
Yeah.
You know? We're going to have to do a little karaoke.
Were you ever considering getting the Joe Sun tattoo?
Well, I've taken up my shoulder real estate now.
You have.
So if I did get it, I would either be covering something up or, well, I guess I could get it on the right shoulder.
You don't have to get it on the shoulder. You can get it anywhere.
Well, yeah, you can just get the little sun, can't you?
Yeah.
The shoulder would be the legit version, though, wouldn't it?
It would be the legit version. Yeah.
But I also really like the Sukuna tattoos as well.
Oh, sick, yeah.
Wouldn't get... I don't...
Face?
It'd be so hard to commit to... Yeah, the face tattoos and everything. Yeah. Hard as fuck, boy. I don't think I could commit to the whole...
Every
like
single
the
one.
The wrist ones, yeah. The shoulder. I'd probably just get like a couple of bands on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Because those ones look
just
cool.
A sneaky little nod.
Well, yeah, even then it's kind of like a normal tattoo and you can just be like, hee-hee, anime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whereas I think the Joe Sun would kind of be like that as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could
just
totally
a cheeky
get away
little
with
Joe
it.
Sun somewhere.
Yeah, you just be like, yeah, it's just a sun.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to explain it.
From an anime.
But then you would know the real ones. They would be like, I see you.
So I think you'd need it somewhere, like, seeable.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
For sure. Love it.
So where? I always have my top off, so.
Right on the titty.
Even now. Yeah, right. Well, actually, what's thing would be nice? Like, titty
on the back.
Tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, minor boobs.
Oh, I wanted to get the Supernatural, like demon warding tattoo. It's actually very similar to this, but like with more more little flames around the outside. And they have theirs right on their titty.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it there though. That's wild.
Yeah. Titty tattoo hurt?
No, actually, I reckon it would probably not hurt that much.
No.
Because it's just, I don't know how much nerves are there, really.
I think the colouring in of mine. Start stabbing yourself live on air. But like, even like all the warning that people give you about tattoos, it doesn't feel anything like I thought it would feel.
Nah, it doesn't
hurt really.
Nah, it's like a little gentle scratching feeling.
It's a good scratch.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I call it the good scratch.
The good scratch.
Give me that good scratch. Should we watch Skate the Infinity? This has been the most tangents we've ever been on. I feel like this is our most like someone get them some Ritalin episode ever.
A little bit.
We are a little, like,
I feel like the night vibes are
colors. Hex codes. Tattoos. Fuck, we're fucked in the head.
We are.
This little cat, Mia. He's a little cat boy.
Little cat boy.
And he loves. Does he even love cats? Does Mia ever show any love for cats?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Is he just a cat poser?
I think he's just a cat boy. I think he's just a cat boy.
He's a furry.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But you know what? Each their own.
Yet to bloom.
He knows what his niche is. And he'll probably make a lot of money from it one day.
There's always a market for everything.
Always a market for cat boys. That's also a really good episode title.
Always, like there's always money in the banana stand. There's always a market for cat boys. We can't keep on giving ourselves good titles, Caitlin. We have to watch the minute at some point.
I let my unstoppable impulse drive me. We should not let our unstoppable impulses drive us. No. We should be stopped.
I thought that was off the dome. I didn't realize you were reading the lyrics. Oh, fuck me.
Shit.
The villain of the piece appears. Ooh, spooky.
I thought you were talking about Shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. That is funny, though. The first episode, bait and pull.
Yeah.
And now we're in Neon Okinawa. Now, what was I going to pay attention to here? I forgot.
Oh, no. We went too far.
You went too far. There's an 8 in the background. Have you ever seen that?
Where?
Really early on, before the shot where it like pans past all of them.
Okay, hang on a second.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's not an 8. It's an infinity.
But it's vertically. Oh, it could also be an 8. It's in portrait mode.
I suppose that's right. It could be an 8.
In portrait mode.
It could definitely be an 8. This one says over the rainbow, which is a choice.
Well, they're in Wonderland, aren't they?
Oh, I love that.
Wait, that's Alice.
Well, wait. So if this... Have we done the Alice in Wonderland before? Because Lunga would be Alice.
Mm.
Maybe we have done this before.
We have not, no.
Lunga would be Alice. Then Reki could be the Scarecrow. And Kaoru would be the Tin Man. And
okay, no, we have done the Wizard of Oz.
We have.
you asked if we've done Alice, as in Alice in Wonderland. Oh, shit. Lunga would be Alice. We have done
Over the Rainbow
of Oz,
is
sure.
The Wizard of Oz, though.
Yes, I know. And then I said they're in Wonderland. I started this, and I'll take responsibility for my sin. Okay, I'll say 50 Hail Marys,
Lunga
and I'll rewatch the
Alice.
Wizard of Oz.
Reki is the rabbit. Adam is the queen, obviously,
yes, of hearts.
Of hearts.
It's all scanning
so far. Oh,
my
God, it's all scanning.
What the fuck?
Who else is this? The wise caterpillar. There's the Cheshire Cat.
The Cheshire Cat is Mia.
Mia.
Always smiling.
Always smiling. There's the... there's this...
Tweedledee and Tweedledum, a matcha blossom.
Oh, my God, yes. You're absolutely right. We nailed it.
And then Shadow is the Jabberwocky.
Yes. Whatever that was. I don't remember that part.
He's just a different Lewis Carroll.
We nailed it.
We nailed it.
We killed it. Tadashi's one of those, the knights. There's knights in there, isn't there?
He's one of the card boys.
Oh, he could just be a card. That's a great... And the card references. This actually, is this a Alice in Wonderland allegory?
Is this
allegory?
A sneaky Alice
Have
in Wonderland?
Have we just discovered
what the fuck?
This?
Have we just broken open Skate? Holy shit.
Wow. At the last hour.
And now we'll find like a three-year-old Twitter thread that's like... How Skate the Infinity is analogous of Alice in Wonderland.
Shit.
And what is he like? Well, fuck.
Well, fuck.
Every piece of media is every other piece of media.
Yeah, it really is. Everything is self-referential these days.
Everything is memory, and we're just a tapestry.
Wow, deep.
But there was a really good tweet I saw today that had said something like that. I wish I could remember it off the top of the dome. It was like, we're all tiled by our past loves or something like
that. Oh, Jesus.
Like a mosaic of our past loves.
Oh, my
loves.
God.
And I was just like, oh, fuck.
That's deep. It's very deep.
Skate Rat, Shadow. It's like a lotus flower in the background.
There's so many.
There's so much detail in here. There's a whole Carla building.
Yeah.
There's a fish with...
She's
Joe's
CEO.
Tattoo. There's a fish with Joe's tattoo as its eye.
I never realized the tattoo was the eye. That's sick.
Neither have I.
Wow.
How is this the 12th time we've watched
it? Oh, my God. That's sick.
Because we don't watch it. There's a Ferris wheel. We're noticing new details. There's a hot air balloon too soon.
There's a Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower. And that's all we get of Wonderland, really.
Yeah, and then they.
But I'm glad we watched it closely.
Yeah, me too.
We noticed some new stuff. That's fun.
Yeah, I do like that. We made some discoveries.
Yeah, we cracked the Lewis Carroll case.
We did.
All my knowledge of Alice in Wonderland comes from Kingdom Hearts.
Yes. Yeah, as it should.
Yeah. And that even I didn't play. I watched it over Emily's shoulder. Just her getting frustrated at having to like be small or big.
Oh my God. The first time I played Kingdom Hearts, I think I get rage quit after the Alice in Wonderland, or like I didn't even finish the Alice in Wonderland part. And then I went back and replayed the whole game.
It's such a classic 2000s video game.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. Just all the gates that you have to, like, there's no sense. It's like, fully linear. There's no sense of being able to do anything other than what they intended.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Which is why speedruns are fun, because, you just break the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Cute. We're in the other place.
We're in the other. This part is so quick. I didn't realize, because I was like, oh, we nearly finished the minute, but we haven't got to the other place yet. The void.
Where Lunga turns into Love Hearts and then Adam's vampire teeth.
You might want to be a number, ain't nobody get in my way.
Still my favourite gag that the subtitles.
Spin around with the thing. It's
whoever
so
did
funny.
The encoding and the subtitling.
Recce falling down the rabbit hole.
Wow. Is Recce Alice?
Maybe Recce is Alice.
I mean, Lunga is a snow bunny.
That's true. That is.
Isn't
true.
There like a derogatory thing they call hockey girls, something like that? Hockey
snow
bunnies.
Bunnies
or something like snow
bunny.
They call
gross.
Them snow bunnies. What's up?
That's so gross. What's wrong with people?
What's up? Three non-blondes.
Oh shit.
With what's up.
What's up? What's going on? That's it. That's the minute. Ends with the boys on the buildings.
Yeah. The night, the day, the morning after.
Yep. Sunrise, sunset.
The stayers.
I've done a few mornings on the roof. It's so nice. Watching the sunrise.
Love that.
Yeah. On a New Year's Day. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Just looking That's out lovely. Over the city. Gorge.
Love that.
Yeah, gorgeous.
For a New Year's as well, it's a great way to bring it in.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah.
Very good memory.
Oh,
very
love
good
that.
Memory, yeah.
Core memory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Mm.
In a Nobody get in my way.
Nobody got in your way then. In front of the sunset.
No, they didn't.
No.
Sunrise.
What building were you on? Where were you? How did you get there?
I was in Queensland. I was at a friend's building in Queensland. But they have nice. the well, effectively the penthouse.
Wow. Yeah.
It was very cool.
Did they win a lottery house?
No, I actually don't know how they have that place.
Mm. Have you seen those lottery houses though? Isn't that weird?
Is it like the home lottery?
You win a like sometimes in the Gold Coast they have ones where you win an apartment.
Oh,
building.
A whole building?
The whole building. And then you get like 5 apartments and you can choose which one you want to live in and then just rent out the rest.
That's wild.
It's fucked.
I always assumed that those home lotteries like would give you a house in some like out of the way suburb that they were just trying to get rid of.
I think they were out of the way like Gold Coast suburbs, but like still. The Gold Coast is just that built up that it's all like apartment
legit
blocks. I used to have to caption them for morning television.
Oh, shit. There you go. Yeah, yeah. How interesting.
Spend my overnights doing that. So you don't know how they have the penthouse on drugs?
I don't know. Don't know them that well. They're acquaintances.
Much to think on. Well, that's it, Caitlin. That was your favourite moment of the OP for the final time.
Our Alice in Wonderland analysis. That was sick.
What the fuck? We finally unlocked it.
We unlocked it. We tore the roof off this shit. Is that the same?
You know what? We fucking did, bro.
Is that the same?
We opened it up like a can of whoop ass. Is that what they say? Is that how?
Oh shit!
I liked finding that fish had the Joe eye tattoo.
Yeah, that was cool.
I didn't see that ever.
That
what
was
the
very
fuck?
Cool.
And now, when we listen back to the podcast in like 5 years, it'll be like one of the first episodes. We'll be like, the fish has Joe's tattoo as an eye. Yeah. Oh wow! I never noticed that. And we'll be like, oh, fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Just repeating themselves. You forget everything.
Oh, bless.
Bless our little cotton socks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you can admit it. Never heard an episode like this.
Oh boy. If you would have
never
tweeted
cared
us
about your enjoyment.
You can. It's infinite_minute on Twitter.
You can email us for a limited time. It's infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
Why? Are we losing our subscription or something?
And I'm not gonna check the emails. Maybe I will.
After we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm like deleting everything.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
It's like fire cell. This has all been a tax write-off, Katie. Goodbye.
Bye. This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Ricky dancing his way over to the skateboard.
And ends with all the boys on buildings. This is minute 2 of episode 12, and the last time we will watch this bit of the OP together.
Oh!
Ever. What's the name of the episode?
Oh,
Our
shit,
Infinity.
What is it? Oh, wait, shit. It's minute 2. You should have started that one.
Should I have?
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.